Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Hey, in the studio with us is a former Madisonite, former graduate from Madison High School. He has a ministry called Grace Christian Outreach Ministries, Kevin Rosendahl. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Paul.
It's kind of our annual little chit-chat that we have, right?
Yeah, it seems like every year we get together and give an update on what God is doing through the ministry, and we chat a little bit.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell our listeners that aren't familiar with you a little bit about you, Kevin.
Okay, well, I grew up in Madison, graduated in 1988 from Madison High School, and went off to college Morris, and then I went on a mission trip after I'd finished college to an Indian reservation, and that was where I was called to do missions work, and I went back a month later and was there for 4.5 years, and now I'm located in, our ministry is primarily in Mexico. Okay. We also do some things in some other countries, but mostly in Mexico.
Yeah, I follow you along on Facebook and you get your newsletter and stuff, and you're doing a great work. So what you been up to this past year? A lot of things happening.
Yeah, well, we've primarily ministered on the border for until the last 3 or 4 years, and I didn't realize that there are so many areas in central Mexico and southern Mexico where there's very, very little of the gospel. And so we began going down to central Mexico and south Mexico, doing a lot of kids outreaches, because the kids are the next generation. Mm-hmm. We believe if we can tell them about Jesus, and they're going to grow up to follow the Lord. And we also do pastoral training through our video Bible colleges and just start churches as well. We've started several churches in Mexico this past year. And we always bring literature and Bibles. Somebody donated 15,000 Bibles to bring into Mexico.
Wow.
And so we have about 10,000 of them in. They've been distributed, and another 5,000 are arriving in Laredo any moment, any day now. So when I get back on the mid-June, we'll cross those in, and they'll go all throughout Mexico.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
So you basically gather materials, clothing, Bibles, anything, and you bring them across the border, which can be a challenge sometime, right?
Yeah, crossing stuff into Mexico is getting harder every year, it seems like, and so we kind of have narrowed down some of the things we bring in mass, because, like, clothes, if you try to bring in, like, a truck full of clothes, they're going to, like, confiscate it, probably. I mean, you could bring in maybe a bag or two, like, buried under everything else.
Yep.
We had a group come down from up by Moorhead on a mission trip, and they had 50 bags of beans to bring in. It was underneath all these quilts and blankets and clothes, and they confiscated. This time they let the clothes and the blankets go through. Well, blankets you can usually cross, but the clothes they let through this time. But the beans, we couldn't, you know, they stored it in a government building until the group was leaving, and then they had to take it out back to the United States. But I've gotten it in, like, 2 or 3 bags at a time.
So oh.
you had to do it in smaller.
Yeah, you figured out how to do it, huh?
But some of the things we need are, you know, like hygiene items. We bring those into the prisons, you know, for the prisoners, because they don't get, you know, like soap, shampoo, deodorant in the prison. We bring down school supplies for the kids. A lot of the, you know, there's a lot of poor families, and we give those school supplies to the needy kids and their families. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, Bibles, literature, what else? Well, various other things. It's failing me right now.
I've seen on your Facebook posts, you do a lot of preaching. And there's a lot of people that listen to you. There's some good pictures. I mean, there's hundreds of people listening to you at one time. What's that like?
Yeah,
when you shared a gospel message.
Well, this past year, one of the places I went to was Obregon, Sonora. It's about 4 or 5 hours south of Hermosillo, where I think Paul has gone.
Yep.
And we went to minister to the Yaqui Indians. My wife Sylvia has ancestry with the Yaqui Indians.
Oh.
And her grandma was Yaqui, but there I remember we had several kids outreaches of 400 people, and plus there was adults there, teenagers, and you know, it's great to see the hunger in Mexico to hear the gospel and how they respond to, because you know, there's a lot of uncertainty about, eternal life in Mexico. You know, mm-hmm. how do you get to heaven? And so, you know, we get a chance to share that, and people make a decision to trust in the Lord and to follow Him, and the pastors follow up, and so it's pretty exciting.
Yep. You know,
I never thought I'd be doing that. I always hated public speaking in high school and college, but sometimes God calls the weak to show Himself strong through us.
Yep. Yeah, I was just impressed with the picture with you. I remember one specific picture, the cameraman was behind you, and you saw the crowd out there, and I said, wow, look at that. There's a lot of people listening to Kevin and the gospel being heard.
It's a blessing to be able to do it and to see God bring the people out. Yeah. You know?
Do you have anybody helping you in your ministry, Kevin?
We have different churches helping, different area churches. Most of our supporting churches are from from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some individuals. And then down in Mexico, we have like directors over different cities. And so they're coordinating things, and we're helping, you know, them to, you know, do the work down there. And of course, people up here are helping in various ways, donating things and praying and giving and encouraging, you know.
So you're home kind of on furlough here or leave, getting refreshed and visiting all the churches. How's that been going for you?
It's been going well. It's nice to get away. Madison's a great place to get rejuvenated. It's peaceful. And down in Mexico, it's a challenging place, and there's, you know, a lot of mafia stuff. And so you're kind of always on edge, whereas up here you just feel. But it's been going well. I think when I go back, I'll visit four or five churches and showing a video that my son made about the ministry, and just sharing what God is doing and how their help is, how God is using it to extend His kingdom.
Mm-hmm. How about, of course, in the news a lot is the border wall and the immigrants coming across the border. Do you see a lot of that where you're at, or how do you get to visit with some of the people coming up from Honduras or Guatemala?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell who's an immigrant because I haven't seen any of the caravans, but I mean, the ones that have stood out to me are the African ones because, like, you know, someone from Honduras, Central America, they look like a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
But we see a lot of African, like black, you know, they're black. Yep. And so, you know, they're standing at the corners, you know, maybe, you know, asking for money, or they have a sign saying, I'm an immigrant from Africa, please help, in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And usually they speak English, and so they're in a country where
they don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, okay. And so they really stand out. But I know that there's as I've been gone, we've gotten Bibles to another missionary, and he's given out like hundreds of Bibles to the immigrants in detention centers down on the border, and he's asking for, you know, tons more Bibles for an outreach tomorrow. So we're probably going to help some with that too.
Oh, good.
So we're able to help even while we're away.
good. So someone listening right now would like to hear more about what you do or get involved with you. How can they do that or help?
We have a web page. It's www.gracechristianoutreach.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Kevin Sylvia Grace Christian. We do send out a newsletter. If you wanted to get monthly updates, we could, you know, send an email to gracechristian@frontiernet.net. We could send you our email.
Okay.
Or else by phone. And Myron and Judy Rosen, they'll probably be the best way right now.
Yeah, Myron and Judy are your parents here?
They're my mom and dad, yeah.
and they're pretty involved in your ministry too, aren't they?
They do a lot. My mom is always making joy boxes and organizing stuff, and then they move it over to Randy Camrath and Camby. That's a store our stuff that's going to go down to Mexico in his water billboards in Canby. And then like in September, we're going to have a trucker is going to bring down a load of stuff down to Mexico. And I think Eagle Pass on the U.S. side in Laredo, and then we'll cross it into Mexico bit by bit.
Okay. I know you were asking if someone had a trailer. Is that still a need?
Yeah. I spoke at a church in Dawson on Sunday, and somebody there mentioned that he had one, but he had to talk to his family about it.
Okay.
And so I haven't heard back. And then just today, somebody else called wondering if we'd heard anything, but so we're kind of, you know, we might have one, we might not, but if you're, you know, if you have a trailer, I mean, we haul a lot of stuff wherever we go.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one that we've had is 8x16, but the walls are loose from the structure, and I was told it's going to cost a lot of money to fix it, and it might not even be fixable. So if you have a trailer that would make it down to Mexico, call at 512-550-2113 or at my parents. And
okay.
That would be a blessing. Cause,
looking for a trailer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Enclosed trailer, ideally.
If you'd like to donate it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Great. Or
we can give a tax deductible receipt if you, okay. you don't need that as well.
All right. Well, you're doing great work, Kevin. I've always enjoyed following you. And keep it going.
Thank you, Paul. It's always a blessing to be able to share with the people of Madison and the area what God is doing, and then so many are helping, and so it's a great way to share with a lot of people. So thank you for your interest and for your encouragement.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. We'll do this again next year, right?
Yep.
All right. Kevin Rosendahl with Grace Christian Outreach Ministries.